And you can walk up there if you're careful and slow and just whoop, hit just knock the whole deal down, you know, and then you better run or drop down still.
They make those great big paper nets, don't they?
Sometimes that big round. And then we have what we call a ground hornet. They usually build in a burrow or make their own burrow. Sometimes they get a hay barns in between the bales of hay. And their venom is a little bit different than most wasps. It seemed like it affects you differently. And a little bit on the nerve system type. And I have a dog that I used to catch crippled deer with. And I tied it, caught a deer, and it was young at the time, dog was young. So I tied it right close to the deer, but while I was going to get my pickup, my wife was along. And I noticed that dog cutting up and having fuss and noise, and I thought, well, just because I go in a different direction. And I kind of looked back and said, yeah, you just got to learn to stay with your catch. Well, I got the pickup, when I got closer to it, I saw something was going on that I didn't realize. There, I tied the dog to a dry cedar stump, and these ground hornets had a den and a nest under the stump. And they got after that dog. Of course, the more the dog fought, the more came, and there were plenty of them. And I went over there. I had a jacket I put over my head and tried to get the dog untied. Couldn't get him untied. I finally got my knife out and cut the leash. And they were literally all over that dog.
Wow.
I didn't get stung. Why, I don't know. I didn't get stung. And
if they were concentrating on the dog.
So I took the dog to the camp house, and she was literally in misery. And I brought her into the vet, and he told me he pretty sure she would have died if I hadn't brought her in. He'd give a counteractor.
Did she live?
Oh yeah, still living right here. Then I was mowing the yard, and I had some tin sheets laying there, had some sand under it, and I had a little trouble with my motor. And I was standing there watching it, and every once in a while I thought I'd feel something hit me. And I thought it was a limb over me doing that. And all at once I realized that a ground hornet's after me. And they had come from under that tent. And I got away from them as far as I could. And I got him back on the screen porch. And finally got my, well, I just let that motor run. They were fighting that motor, you know, the exhaust and everything. And I found some gasoline. I took some gasoline and threw out there. And then got a little rag and saturated it and lit it and threw it out there and got the fire started. And finally got them kind of cut down, but three of them stung me. And one of them right under here in my temple. And I could tell the reaction. Normally the boss sting don't bother me. Other than that, it hurts them. But I could tell the reaction there.
It makes you dizzy or something?
Well, it gives you a peculiar, I don't know, unstable feeling, like at least it did me. And they're little fellas, only about like that. Now these others, they're pretty good size.
I don't think I've ever heard of a ground hornet before. That's interesting.
You find it in that rough honeycomb country, mostly.
Well, do you have this insect around here that makes a nest, looks like it's made out of mud, usually on the side of your house?
Oh yeah, mud barbers.